Okay. Well, in that case, I propose we proceed with the agenda. So welcome, everybody, to the fifth conference call of the working group. I sent out the agenda yesterday, so a bit late, but I propose that in addition to the two regular points of the agenda, we discuss the updates I made to the final report and also go through the draft of the slides for the CCNSO day on Tuesday, I think, next Tuesday, on October 14th. So if there's no any other discussion about the agenda, then I propose we first proceed to the action points, which Gabi shared on the list. So there's a couple of open action points for the ICANN meeting in LA, so that's action points 4, 5, and 6. And then there are 7 through 11, which actually depend on action point number 11, which is mine. And I forgot to do that, so apologies for that. So I will need to draft this email so you guys can, ask your local, your regional organization about the initiatives they are deploying right now in terms of, contact repositories. Okay, so I will do that as soon as possible, but before the end of this week.
Christian, it's Federico.
Do you mind if I think we
touched that on the last call. If I send the message to the mailing list of the managers of the all four, call it the RTLDO, and so
yeah, I
can reach all of those in a single message. So we don't need to split this task among all of us.
Oh, okay.
You draft, I forward.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood. I thought you.
If that
you
works
were,
for you.
Yeah. Sure. That definitely works for me. But I thought you were going to send it out in LACTLD. But now you propose something different?
No. I'm on the board of LACTLD, and among that, all the board members of all the four regional organizations sit in an organization called RTLDO. And so if I send a message there, everybody will get.
Okay. I didn't get that the last time. Sorry about that. That's great. Thank you.
No problem.
So that clears up about three action points. One, two, three. Thank you, Fred. Very good.
You're welcome.
Okay. So so then the action point with me, the first action point is mine to draft this email. Okay, good. So that's basically the list of action points, at least the ones that are still open. So then the next two agenda items are the content of the final report, or at least the draft version of it, and also the slides that I drafted for the CCNSO day in LA. So basically, the two, as far as I'm concerned, the two topics that we haven't really touched upon yet are the what I call the trust model, and the other thing is the interaction with regional organizations. And by trust model, I mean the way in which we establish trust within the between the participants of the system that we're developing. Right. So, for example, I know that Ops Trust works with a vouch for model in which people vouch for each other. But the initial approach that we took, at least in the previous working group, was that the CCTLD managers would be the trusted entities, and they would need to be trusted by everybody. So I was kind of thinking that there are two models. So one would be what I call the referral model, which is basically that people vouch for each other. And then there's a second model, which I call the trusted third party, in which you would have a group of people within the CCNSO or within the CCTLD community, which everyone would trust, and they would then, you know, authenticate people to be allow them to join the system, so to speak. So these were at least the two models that I saw, but I realized that we haven't thought this through a whole lot, I think. So I was kind of wondering what your thoughts are on this topic, if any.
I think, Jacques here, I think there's two different models. There's the, when we talk about the model when we start, with the initial implementation of Opstros, we decide to use that, and then the ongoing model that we want. So there's a set of requirements that should be to start, and then requirements that are the ideal running state requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trust model are different for each one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but do you agree that these are the two different models on a abstract level? So there's a referral and there's trust of third party, so to speak. Does that make any sense? Let's put it like
but
that.
I think at the I think the model is a an assignment model. There's a super admin that creates CCTLD contacts,
mm-hmm.
and then the CCTLD contact manager assigns CCTLD members,
mm-hmm.
and it's all based on hierarchical, whatever that word is, assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And not based on trust.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably the difference. Assignment versus trust. Assignment versus trust.
The same way that...
Actually, if you look... Sorry, Jack. Wait.
Okay. The same way the
If you look at what Jack said, the trust model based on everybody can vouch for new participants, actually taking account that it needs to be related to a CCTLD operation or a well-known group, there is no difference actually. There is the difference of using a well-known group or using everybody to vouch for, and so to speak, in my view, those are almost a small variation of the same thing. And the hierarchical trust model is the other one that is actually, I don't know if it's actually a trust model, but it's a fact of life that if someone is a CCTLD manager and if this is... contact repository for those, we have to take those contacts as is with their value without taking account any trust relationship that it could or not have.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the reason I raised this discussion was that also what Jacques said, the Opstrust uses, let's say, the vouch for model, so to speak, whereas in our initial documents, in our initial assumptions, we sort of assumed this hierarchical model, so to speak. So I'm kind of wondering, do we prefer the hierarchical model versus the vouch for model? Do we have a preference?
What I could say, Christian, is that definitely in a vouchered model, I think there will be actual trust on the contact repository, because if it's only a hierarchical one without taking into account any kind of variation that we could mix the two models, I think what we will end up will be only a more detailed Ayana Ruiz, I think so. Because people will not have trust to share anything on the mailing list.
Yeah.
So we will only... So I think we'll only end up with a list of contacts, and people will use those to contact other persons directly and not sharing with the group.
So in your opinion, the vouch for model would work much better than the other one?
I think it brings more trust, and definitely we could think in a variation, mixing both.
Yeah.
But is the purpose of the secure working group is that, let's say for .ca, we create the working group, we create the secure, the contact repository, and here I'm going to assign my security guy, Jeff Lewis. He never attended any meeting, DNS OARC or CentOR or ICANN or any of those. He's not trusted in the global internet community, but yet every day he's fighting malware, he's doing stuff, and because nobody knows him, he's not trusted, but he's actually doing security work. And I think if I'm assigned as the CCTLD admin for .ca, then I would grant Jeff, my security guy, access to secure, and then he'd be part of the secure working group. But he's not part of
That's
the...
That's okay,
office.
Jack. I know, Jack, but let me play the devil's advocate here. But in this case, he would probably be interested because you are vouching for him, and you are a very well-known participant of the community. But perhaps, Luke, you are not the one. There is another person in .ca that is also not well-known. This other person doesn't travel, doesn't talk to the others. It's a complete... it's a person that is not known by anyone. So I think we need to mix something.
Yeah, what I'm
in this situation that you described, it's okay.
If I look at it from a more abstract perspective, I think there are two possible scenarios. One is I'm part of the I'm part of the secure mailing list, for example. And then I vouch for someone else who also wants to be on the list. And since I'm already trusted, then the people on the list will also trust the new one. And that's basically the the peer-to-peer scenario. And then there's another scenario in which I'm not on the list myself, but I would like to introduce somebody else. And that's maybe the scenario that Chuck is trying to describe. So maybe those are the two, you know, primitive scenarios. One where somebody introduces a new person, and the guy introducing the new person is also on the list. Or if you have somebody who's not on the list, but still introduces somebody to go on the list. Would that be the two different scenarios? If you guys understand what I mean.
Yeah.
So I
think the model is an assignment model more than trust. I think we're confusing the word trust here and vouch. Somehow. Because here, at the beginning of your document, you know, it says there's a CCTLD manager, and is automatically assigned to the CCTLD to manage the contacts for the CCTLD. And then he assigns the contacts, the SSCs. And I think each SSC should have the CCTLD email address, like sidn.nl and ciro.ca, and not personal address, and make sure that everything is bootstrapped so that emails only go to CCTLD corporate addresses if we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then not confuse the trust model. Because I think OpsTrust has a contact repository and email system that's useful, but I don't think the vouching and trust mechanism and there are useful for the secure mailing list to start.
They're not.
I have to agree with Jack on that. I think our mandate was to make a secure system for all CCTLDs, no matter if they're already in some community, active in some community, if, whether being the local center in LACNIC or the or CCNSO, whatever. We should just externally trust the local countries, or ICANN, and say if you are trusted to manage a CCTLD, we can trust you to send these kinds of emails to you. If we're going to, for a vouching model, we both complicate the technical stuff for ourselves and make it more hard to run the system, even though we can probably just copy whatever OpsTrust has already, but also might make it a bit too inclusive to a community that's already existing to trust its own members and not people or CCs that are not active in that community yet.
Okay, let me make a few notes here.
An example of how I see this working is once we have the full contact repository built for all the CCTLD operator and the CCTLD managers are all defined and have contact information and they have the SSC's contact is there for each CCTLD. Once there's a security incident that happens, let's say we DNS changer, bad example, or configure, and that impacts 20 different CCTLDs. At that point, we can create a new working group with, and then at that point establish some sort of trust model on like apart from the secure working group, but based on contact information from the secure working group. So that, let's say the configure working group would have a set group of people working together and a mailing list to resolve and to work on the incident.
Hmm.
And then once it's done, then you close the working group. And then whenever something happens, there's a big DDoS happening, create a new working group, pick the members, go from there, and then people can vouch people in to work on that issue instead of working on global mailing lists.
Hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. It does.
But we still need this global mailing list for initial coordination.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I think what John is saying is that the secure mailing list would be the bootstrap mailing list, so to speak.
And today, this is what we don't have.
Yeah.
Let's say Jake here defines a new some sort of whois attack. That's very bad. We want to email everybody to say, you know, this is happening. And then the people that are affected, we create a new group and we work on to resolve.
Yeah. But so then in your opinion, Jacques, the bootstrap mailing list, if we call it like that, would be based on, say, on assignments or a hierarchical model or something like that.
Yeah. But the individual working group by incident would be based on trust, right? This is where you start to share information that you only want to share with trusted people in the community.
Yeah.
Do you know if the current ops trust system supports creating those ad hoc sub-working groups?
Yeah. I'm on I'm on the flashback working group.
Mm-hmm. Flashback.
That was a year ago. Two years ago.
It does, and even the people on those subgroups doesn't need to be in the main group.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the per group trust policy, so to speak. So if there is a particular incident and then people want to, let's say those 20 CCTLDs want to collaborate and they decide that they want to bring in other people on that mailing list to, you know, whatever they need to do, then that should be possible.
Yeah, that's right. You bring in people from ICANN and other...
Yeah.
But to be a little bit clear, this the Opstra software is still a black box for us, and we actually don't know what is possible or not, and how much it will cost in people time to turn it to the exact requirements that we are putting here. So I think the two action points on Jack and me to talk to the org people and see if we can progress it a little bit. It's very important to the outcome of this work if we continue this path.
Yep, I agree. Okay. So, are we sort of in agreement that the model that Jacques just proposed, that this would be, at least on an abstract level, that this would be what we want? So have,
The Jacques model...
Yeah?
Sorry, Christian. The Jacques model looks good for me, actually. The point that I made regarding trust in the beginning, it was just an observation that I think if we don't do something at least to bring trust to the system, some kind of trust or some kind of confidence, actually the result will be not that much different from what we actually have today.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. Okay, my proposal regarding this discussion, because I think it's a very relevant discussion we're having right now, I think that I will try to somehow incorporate this into the document so that at least we have recorded somewhere. Of course, we may want to change it later on again, but at least I think that this way of thinking would be good to, you know, put in the document somewhere. So let's and I'm referring to the Jacques model, so to speak, and also to Fred's observation that we somehow need to explicitly bring trust into this system.
To be clear, I like Jacques model, Jacques proposal model.
Okay, so maybe we should call it a Jacques model interest instead of trust model. No, let's not do that in an official document.
Hey, maybe that's all my right. New career, modeling.
Yeah, man. All right, so let me take the action point to update the document with this information. I think it's very, very good. Okay. So that's one thing I had I wanted to talk to you guys about. And the second thing, but I'm not sure if we that might be even more difficult, is how we deal with the interactions with regional organizations. But perhaps this should also be part of this email that we need to send out through Fred. So I was thinking, what do we do with that? I mean, if you're a member of Centre, for example, or Black TLD, then you at some point will have two systems available, one coming to you from your local, through your from your regional organization, and one system coming in through the CCNSO, which would be this one. So then at some point you will need to make, as a CCTLD, if something happens, you will need to make a decision which system you're going to use. And need, do these systems need to be, you know, have some sort of connection in the back end, so to speak, that, for instance, if you send out messages through the global CCTLD list, that they also end up on the regional CCTLD lists, but not the other way around, for example.
So, yeah, one observation that I would say, make is that the regional organizations actually are, some of those are opening up to GIS, and some are discussing the opening of the organization for the new GTLDs because of the change of the market. And we have to take some care here because of the mandate of the CCNSO. But your observation makes a lot of sense, that it should work only in one direction and not the other way around. If I understood correctly what you said.
Yeah. So what I meant is that if you send a message to the global list, so to speak, so the one that we're building, then it should end up at the regional organizations. But if you send a message to an incident list of the regional organization, then it should not end up on the global list, so to speak.
Okay.
So if this makes any sense, then maybe I should also add this to the document. Maybe with a graph or something to explain what we're trying to say. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah. One of the concerns that I have is that if you are sharing something with the CC community on one of those lists, you probably would not like of this being reaching GIS. So that could be a, I don't know, could be a concern for some.
Yeah, I agree. I hadn't thought of that, to be honest. That's a very good point.
Maybe an option would be to propose or ask if the other TLD, CCTLD regional organization would like to piggyback their contact repository on top of Secure. Because I know Linda from CC Center is trying to put something together manually, but it'd be much easier for her to manage that inside Secure somehow.
Yeah, but let's say conceptually, this would still be two different things. You could host it on the same system. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that some CCTLDs are part of one or more regional organizations. Like .ca, for example, I could be part of Black TLD and Center, because the North American CCTLD group, it doesn't exist.
No. Yeah, maybe this is something we will need to discuss.
You guys in affiliate, so come on.
You need to learn Spanish or something.
something, or Brazilian. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So let me add that as a note. All right. Okay, so what I will do, I will, if we look at the document, so I put a new chapter in there, which is called Similar Services at Regional Organizations. Now, maybe that's not really the proper wording, but what I will try to do is put a graph in there or something like that that shows or that illustrates what we just talked about. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's two action points from me. Do you guys have any other feedback on the final report or the draft of the final report as it is right now? If not, then maybe we can have a look at the slides for the CCNSO meeting in LA. So what I tried to do there is, first of all, give an overview of the working group, so what our objectives are. So that's the second slide. I'm assuming you guys have it all in front of you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I explicitly articulated two main requirements, which is the one that we should be able to do this at near zero cost, and the other one is that we somehow need to interwork with the regional organizations, as we just discussed. So that's what I highlighted, and then I'm showing the deliverables of the working group. Well, that's pretty trivial, I guess. And then the graph that's in Figure 1. So that's what we're looking at right now. So that's slide number 4, and this would then pertain to the let's say the bootstrap group that Jacques introduced. Let's write that down. Bootstrap group. Okay.
We want to call that the assignment model, or the what's the delegated model, or the
delegated model. That's a good word. Delegated model. Yeah, excellent. Okay, and then I had a slide on what I called a trust model, but I will replace that with something else based on what we just talked about. So with the, let's say, the Jacques model, so to speak.
Let's call that incident working group.
Excuse me?
Incident-specific working groups.
Yeah. Incident-specific. I'm not sure if we should call it working groups, because that might be confusing with the working groups that we're having right now. Incident-specific.
Response team.
Yeah, response team. That sounds better. Wow, you make them up as you go, right?
Of course.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. Okay, so I will replace that trust model slide with the Jacques model, so to speak, the one we just talked about. And the slide called Interaction with Regional Organizations, we'll replace that with a figure that also shows what we discussed previously. So the picture that I'm also going to add to the document. And then I had a slide on technical implementation, but I'm not sure what we should say there. If we could already discuss that work. If we could already mention that we're talking to OARC, for example.
When do we need to submit those slides?
Gabi, could you?
In theory or in practice? in practice you can submit them fairly late, but in theory you should submit them at least 24 hours before. But if there is a good reason for why you can't, then we can accept quite late submissions.
Yeah,
we could submit a version without talking about the OAuth and OpsTrust in the slide, and then we show up with a different version of a single slide.
No, that is the worst thing we could do.
That's okay.
Because we prepare everything for this. The version we have, so it's actually, you know, four or five doubles our work if we have, you know, different slides.
I completely understand, Gabi. So I would add that Jack would comment verbally this if it's different from what we put on the slide.
So you will not mention it. To be honest, I would prefer if you even, you know, send me the slides 5 minutes before it's going to be presented, if that's, you know, that's what is needed.
But I think, Gabi, we can describe what we are aiming for and looking for in a generic way that would not list the obstruct and the OARC on the slide. But if the negotiations proceed the way we think it will during the week, we can actually open that during the meeting verbally. And
that is fine.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
From our end and from my end, that's absolutely fine. As I said, I would just make sure that we actually, when we receive the slides, they have to be the final version. So whatever you decide to put in there is fine, and if it's really, you know, if you have a really good reason, we can accept them just like a few minutes before.
I think with the time that we will have to negotiate with personally with them, will be on Saturday and Sunday. So by the time of the CCNSO meeting, we'll be already know what actually are our options. And
yeah, so you please decide what you think is best. And what as long as I just have the final version, that's perfectly fine.
I think we'll make a version in which this slide has some generic wording in there, and then when the discussion with OARC is progressing well, then you guys can always, let's say, change that slide a little bit to reflect the discussion you had with OARC while you're in LA.
Actually, Christian, I would say that even that Jack and I will be there. Irving, you will be in LA?
Yes, no, I was just writing on the chat.
Yeah.
You will. But Christian, you said you wouldn't.
No, I'm not going to be in LA. No.
So, but I would be a little bit. I would really like to have this shared among the group by the main list or a quick call before we add anything different from what we are. Actually agreeing here.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
But that means that we will be circulating an email Saturday or Sunday, and Gabi, when will be our presentation?
Let me double check. It's on Tuesday for sure. I have to see the exact timing. Just after the security session, I think it's in the afternoon. FEC.
Yeah, it is.
Right,
somewhere at 3 or something, local time.
Yes, it's at currently scheduled 15:35 local time.
So,
Yeah, so
I think we should agree that.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday, the latest will be probably during noon in LA. Would be too late for you, Christian.
So the time difference is?
It's 9 hours, but for Central European time, it's plus 9 hours. You all know that we have a meeting scheduled, like a physical meeting in Los Angeles for this working group on Monday.
Yeah, at 10.
It's 1 o'clock local time.
Yeah.
Do you know about
10 p.m. for Christian.
Yeah, that's right. I have it in my calendar, so I can do that.
Okay.
So Monday there's a meeting?
It's on Monday, the 13th. It's at 1 o'clock local time in Westwood.
Yeah.
It's on our meeting calendar on the CCNS homepage.
So we already have everything sorted out by Gabby.
Yes, I just need to make sure we have a phone line because I'm not sure that Christina, who's sorting the rooms, knows about this, but it shouldn't be a problem. I would just have to double check that, but she actually has sorted a phone line.
Yeah, maybe Jacques, if there's any problems for me dialing in, maybe you could chair that meeting just to be sure of it.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Okay, so then at least we meet or we call at, let's say, what was it? 1 o'clock in the afternoon, your time, 10 p.m.
Yes.
My time. Okay. All right, I have it here. Okay, sounds good.
Oh, I'm just getting a message here from the operator. She says we actually do have the bridge set up for the room. It's the same dial-in code as for this one. So Christina has set up a code, so that's not a problem.
Okay. All right, great. Okay. How did we get there? We were discussing the slide technical implementation. Yeah. Yes. So then, the next slide was basically the planning for the next, couple months until the end of the year. I haven't really filled that out yet. And then my last slide was basically who's on the working group, also showing, the regional organizations that people are involved in. Would that suffice? Let's say in broad terms, so to speak. Is there anything you guys are missing right now from the slides or anything that we need to emphasize?
So we have a 10-minute slot, right?
Yes, you only have a 10-minute slot. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I mean...
So we should keep it on 5 slides.
Yeah. All right, I'll drop a few slides.
Christian, can I just ask you, the slide planning, does that also include update on how we will proceed with involving the others? Will there be any, update on how to, what actually will happen?
The planning, at least in my perception, would be the next steps we would take to get the service or the system up and running.
Yeah, and that includes as well to get people on board, right?
Oh, you mean
because I thought that we might want to do webinars or something to make people aware of what that is. I'm not sure you want to mention these things already, but mm-hmm. Yeah, we just
yeah. I'll add that in generic wording, so to speak.
Yeah.
Or outreach to the community or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Good point. Okay. All right. So I will update the slides. This week somewhere, and then send you guys a copy, and then please provide feedback on it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So also looking at the clock, so we still have 10 minutes to go. The next agenda item is the summary for the community. So I think we should write something like that we're that we discussed a trust model, quote unquote. I need to find better wording for that. Let's call it trust model for now. We discussed the interaction with the regional organizations. And we went through these slides for the CCNSO day one. Went through slides. CCNSO day one. That's pretty much it, right? That's what we talked about today.
So we had anything else? So we had a discussion on delegation model, trust model, and incident response team.
Delegation model. Yeah, that's what I use the umbrella term trust model for that. But okay, so delegation model, incident response groups, etc. Okay. Cool. Okay. Anything else that we want to convey to the community?
Doodle.
The doodle? Did you say doodle?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. So then I think we're pretty much done at this point. So then we're at the last agenda item, which is any other business. Fred, anything else?
No.
No? Jacques?
No.
Okay. Evan?
No. See you guys in a few days.
Okay. Genga? Anything else? Is he still online? Genga, are you still there?
I will check. Yeah, he's here.
Yes, okay. Any other business, Genga? Still online, but I'm not sure if he understood my question. Genga, is there anything else you want to talk about in the call? Okay, I don't think my question is getting through. Oh, he's typing. Okay, good.
And I guess I will wait with a doodle poll until after the meeting once we...
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so Genga doesn't have any other business. Gabi, maybe you?
No.
No? Okay. Well, then I don't have anything else either. So then we finished 10 minutes ahead of time, which is good. So I will send you guys the update of both the document and the slides, and then we'll talk next Monday.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.